This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Nepal-India diplomatic engagements continue as Foreign Minister visits India and Rashtriya Swatantra Party President returns home. Government and UN agencies discuss cooperation on digital transformation and cyber security. Government orders verification of employees on study and extraordinary leave, warns of disciplinary action against defaulters. And AI firm Anthropic seeks global agreement to manage risk from powerful AI systems. Now the news in detail. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal is in New Delhi on a three-day official visit at the invitation of his Indian counterpart, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Minister Khanal was received at Indira Gandhi International Airport by Nepal's Charge d'Affaires to India, Dr. Surendra Thapa, and officials from India's Ministry of External Affairs. During the visit, he is scheduled to hold official talks with his Indian counterpart on issues including bilateral trade, investment, connectivity, energy cooperation, and people-to-people relations. The foreign minister is scheduled to return home on June 7. Meanwhile, President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and former Deputy Prime Minister Ravi Lamichhane returned home yesterday after completing a five-day visit to India at the invitation of Bharatiya Janata Party BJP Chair Nitin Navin. During the visit, Lamichhane held separate meetings with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, Home Minister Amit Shah and BJP leaders, with discussions focused on Nepal-India relations and areas of mutual interest. Speaking at a press conference at Tribhuvan International Airport upon his arrival, Lamichhane said prosperity and economic cooperation were key priorities of his discussions, which covered sectors ranging from connectivity and religious tourism to sports and information technology. He also said Nepal and India should continue addressing border issues through diplomatic dialogue and gradual engagement. Lamichhane further said invitations to visit Nepal were extended to Prime Minister Modi and BJP Chair Navin, adding that both had responded positively. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Biraj Bhakta Shrestha has said the government is moving ahead with the National Pride Budi Gandaki Hydropower Project as a multipurpose project and plans to operate it through an authority model from the coming fiscal year. According to the minister, the 1,200 megawatt project will integrate hydropower generation with irrigation, drinking water supply, fisheries and ecotourism to maximize economic returns. Likewise, speaking at a separate workshop in Kathmandu, Minister Shrestha also highlighted green hydrogen as a major opportunity for Nepal's sustainable development. The minister also expressed confidence that pending legislation on renewable energy and energy sufficiency would further strengthen the policy and legal framework for a clean energy transition. Separately, during a discussion with senior Nepal Electricity Authority officials, Minister Shrestha directed to prepare a clear action plan and ensure effective implementation of the budget allocated for the upcoming fiscal year. He further instructed the authority to prioritize the collection of outstanding electricity tariff dues and to focus on strengthening institutional governance and performance. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has formed an investigation committee to examine alleged financial irregularities, procedural weaknesses and violations of the fiscal discipline at Public Service Broadcasting Nepal. The four-member committee, coordinated by engineer Dr. Avas Maske, was constituted following complaints received by various agencies, findings highlighted by the Office of the Auditor General and growing public concerns. According to the ministry, the committee will review satellite service agreements and related procurement processes involving foreign service providers since 2002. The committee has been given 21 days to complete its study and submit a report with recommendations to the ministry. Likewise, a court meeting I beg your pardon. Likewise, a courtesy meeting was held between Minister for Communications and Information Technology Bikram Timilsina and representatives of various United Nations agencies in Kathmandu yesterday. During the meeting, both sides discussed cooperation in digital transformation, cyber security, media sector reform, e-governance, journalist safety, and the use of information technology to improve public service delivery. Minister Timilsina said Nepal is committed to expanding cooperation with UN agencies in areas such as digital transformation, cyber security, reliable information flow and institutional capacity building to support efficient and citizen-friendly governance. The Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration has directed civil servants whose records related to study leave or extraordinary leave remain incomplete to update their details and report to duty within 3 days. In a public notice issued, the ministry warned that disciplinary action will be initiated against employees who remain out of contract or fail to comply with the directive. The ministry has also instructed ministries, commissions, secretariats and central government offices to coordinate with the Department of National Personal Records to verify the status of employees who were granted study or extraordinary leave, including whether they returned to duty after their leave period ended. Authorities have been asked to update the relevant records within 3 days as part of efforts to strengthen personnel management and maintain accurate government employee records. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garnu kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane? अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The government has begun collecting public suggestions on measures to reduce crop damage caused by monkeys and other wild animals. The Human Wildlife Conflict Management Technical Task Force, formed under the Ministry of Agriculture, Forest and Environment, has invited farmers, experts, local governments and concerned stakeholders to submit recommendations within 15 days. The task force is seeking inputs on controlling crops losses caused by wildlife as well as suggestions for policy and legal reforms. Suggestions can be submitted through the task force secretariat, the ministry's website, email or designated QR code platform. The government has formed a joint investigation committee to probe the seizure of 779 electric vehicles from various locations across the country on suspicion of revenue evasion. The committee formed under the direction of the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers includes representatives from Ministry of Finance, the Department of Customs, Nepal Police and the Armed Police Force. The committee has already begun field-level inquiries at locations where the vehicles were impounded. Furthermore, authorities have urged the public to rely on official information stating that the ongoing investigation will determine whether any irregularities occurred and guide further action, while expressing concern over rumors and misleading reports circulating. Now on to an international news update. Artificial intelligence company Anthropic has called for a coordinated global mechanism that would allow leading AI developers to slow down or temporarily pause the development of advanced AI systems if safety risks increase. The company warned that AI is becoming more capable of performing complex tasks independently and could eventually help create more advanced versions of itself. The proposal comes amid growing global debate over AI safety and regulation. Another AI company said governance, Governments, rather than individual companies, should ultimately decide the rules governing advanced AI. Meanwhile, cybersecurity researchers have warned that increasingly powerful AI tools could also be used to automate cyber attacks and exploit digital vulnerabilities. Experts say balancing innovation with safety is becoming one of the key challenges facing the rapidly evolving AI industry. Now, the weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while partly cloudy conditions are likely over the Tarai region today. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in Kosi and Lumbini provinces, Karnali province and the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, as well as at one or two places in the Tarai region. Hot day conditions are likely at some places in the Tarai region today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of a westerly trough in upper atmosphere and local winds at present. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. In the meantime, the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology expects the monsoon to enter Nepal within a next week as weather system continues its northward advance from southern India. According to senior meteorologist Barun Paudel, the monsoon has already reached Kerala and Tamil Nadu in southern India and is gradually moving towards the Bay of Bengal region. While the exact timing remains uncertain, current projections suggest it could arrive in Nepal around a week from now, depending on its intensity and movement. The average date for monsoon onset in Nepal is June 13. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Nepal-India diplomatic engagements continue as Foreign Minister visits India and Rashtriya Swatantra Party President returns home. Government and UN agencies discuss cooperation in digital transformation and cybersecurity. Government orders verification of employees on study and extraordinary leave, warns of disciplinary action against defaulters. And AI firm Anthropic seeks global agreement to manage risk from powerful AI systems. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.